Hi everyone, you are listening to AstroVed Astrology Podcast. 2021 Sagittarius Moon Sign Yearly Horoscope. Sagittarius General. Sagittarians, the Dhanush Rasi people can have a decent year ahead in 2021. They may attain success in career and education. They can also have some good earnings and gain this year. At work, you will get the support of your colleagues and hence make a lot of progress. You may also go abroad this year on work. If you work hard, your seniors can recognize your efforts and this can uplift your name and economic status. Saturn is in transit in the second house and so will give you wealth through hard work and dedication. Some expenses might be there for you to buy costly things for the house, such as vehicle or even paying the court matters, but that investment will be worth it. You may also see some wealth coming in between July and October. Students can do very well in comparative exams as Rahu is placed in the sixth house. Those wishing to study abroad may also get their desires fulfilled. Sagittarians' health may also be fine with some exceptions as Ketu is in the 12th house, thereby increasing your chances of visiting a hospital. Take care of your health and practice spirituality. Ketu's placement in the 12th house can help you progress in the spiritual path. Sagittarius career and business. This should be a good year for Sagittarians natives from a career viewpoint. You may receive support from superiors, colleagues, and assistants at work. And with this support, you can manage good progress in your career. These months will be very important to you, January and December, and between the year May to June and August to September. Some of you may also get the desired promotion. You may also get job transfer in summer and go abroad for project work towards the end of the year. Those who are self-employed in a business or are planning to start a business can also prosper this year, especially if the business is done from your own house, then it can prove to be doubly advantageous. Divine technique for success and career. Shani Fire Lab. Sagittarius, love and relationships. The love life and relationship status of the Sagittarius natives is likely to be good this year. You may find a peaceful atmosphere at home and your family will be happy. Saturn will aspect the fourth house and this can bring everyone, especially the elders of your house, together for auspicious events like marriage and childbirth. And whenever Jupiter conjoins Saturn, it can also bring religious events. Everyone may support you at home and you may share many things with them that you have not before. There might be some issues with the spouse falling a little ill this year, and so take good care of them. Also, since Mars will be in your seventh house, do not show anger towards your spouse even if he/she gets angry with you. But if all goes well, you can even take them on a holiday in February, March. This trip can help you re-establish your bond. Your children should do well this year and it can be a relief to you. Those waiting to get married may do so by the end of this year. Divine technique for marital harmony, Shiva Shakti Fire Lab. Sagittarius Finance. This can well be a good year for the finance of the natives of Sagittarius moon sign because Saturn is likely to give you profitable situations the entire year by getting placed you in your second house. January and then July to October are expected to bring the best results for those born in this moon sign. You may get plenty of opportunities this year to earn and accumulate wealth. Saturn will aspect your fourth house, bringing lots of joy at home and finances through your family and friends. But take care because there may be some expenses for you this year related to hospitalization, or a foreign trip, since Ketu is in your 12th house. Divine technique for financial prosperity, Kubera Fire Lab. Sagittarius, student and education. Students born in this moon sign should be lucky this year. Rahu will be in your 6th house throughout the year. So if you want to participate in any competitive exam, you can easily attain success with some hard work. Saturn will also be in your 2nd house, Capricorn, which is its own house. Plus, it will be together with Jupiter, and those appearing for any exam should surely see success. Especially the summer months may prove to be very lucky for you. That is April to September. You can even go abroad for higher education in these months, but be a bit careful February to March, as any negligence and lack of concentration in studies can lead to some disappointments. Divine technique for academic success, Hayagriva Fire Lab. Sagittarius health. Health in the year 2021 will be all right for Sagittarius natives. Some minor troubles may surely be there, but they may not aggravate into serious issues if you can take good care of your health. Ketu's placement in your 12th house can give you mental stress, fever, cuts, scratches, boils, foot injury, or lack of sleep, insomnia. And some people may be susceptible to cough, cold, or respiratory problems like asthma, bronchitis. So be cautious. Take hot water with lemon and ginger and inhale hot water vapor with eucalyptus and neem. Regular yoga and meditation can provide relief from sleeping disorders and mental stress. Divine technique for sound health, Dhanvantri Fire Lab. Simple remedies and practices. Wear yellow sapphire set in gold on index finger after consulting an astrologer or gemologist. Pray to banyan tree on Thursdays. Feed priests and temple workers. Visit Hanuman temple on Saturdays. Chant Hanuman Chalisa every day. Donate mustard oil and urad dal to the poor on any Saturdays. Favorable months, January, April, May, June, July, August, November, December. Unfavorable months, February, March, September, October. During these not so favorable months, you should pray to your favorite deity and perform the recommended rituals. Thanks everybody for listening to this episode of AstroVed Astrology Podcast.